Welcome to Real Estate I Love It podcast. I'm Shelley Hoffman, real estate expert and community advisor. Join me and various guests who are expert in what they do, such as home inspectors, mortgage brokers, investors, wholesalers. There are so many aspects to our industry that most people are not aware of, and I'm here to help you learn about them. I'm an educator by trade, and this podcast is to educate you in the world of real estate. Hey, everybody, it's Shelley Hoffman with another episode of Real Estate I Love It. And today I am super flattered because my partner in crime, Tracy Klein, is my guest today. And Tracy is the broker owner of 315 Realty Partners. The sign that's behind her, that used to be like an open hole, right, Trace?
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
And you put our logo in there. So I absolutely love it. How are you doing today, Trace?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Nice. And this is Tracy's first video of 2021. So I'm sure you'll see her a lot more, but okay. Today I wanted to talk to Tracy about the market, the industry. And Trace, I kind of wanted to start with anybody that wasn't aware what COVID did to our 2020 market here in Central New York and even all over the United States. And what can you kind of tell people about it?
Well, I think in the beginning when everybody didn't know really what was going on and we weren't sure what we could and couldn't do, things were a little scary. I mean, everybody was kind of concerned about going into homes, letting people into their homes. And, you know, we didn't know what was going on, but as we kind of got more and more into it and, you know, listened to our New York State Association of Realtors tell us what guidelines to follow, you know, we kind of eased into it and kind of made our way and, we were able to help our clients and the public understand what we were doing, help keep people safe. And I think once we did that, our market took off and we kind of, you know, we lost a little bit of time and it kind of pushed our market into maybe another month and a half beyond where it normally would have been.
Right.
But I think we finally got into our groove.
Well, you know, and the one piece that people didn't maybe realize is the Department of State at some point had said nobody can enter, you know, a seller's property. So they were actually trying to get buyers to buy sight unseen with a contingency of a walkthrough. What did you think about that when that came out, Trace?
Well, we did that. I mean, it was hard. We all had to learn technology differently and how to use it differently, both, you know, and how to market a property and how to show a property. And we had to be able to help our clients navigate it and kind of keep their fears at ease and, you know, let them know that there were guidelines and that we were looking out for their best interests. And, you know, I think we all had a lot to learn, but we got through it and we did it.
Yeah. And then the crazy thing to me was it was still a seller's market. I mean, the inventory was low, but the buyers were still coming out.
Right. I think once people realize that, you know, we kind of got control of what we had to do and what we were all required to do as realtors, they felt more comfortable. And, you know, we started listing properties like we normally did. But, yeah, we had guidelines that we follow and we still are following. We're very strict with them and brokers are helping their agents, you know, navigate through it and making sure that we are following the guidelines.
You know, one piece that I found that was interesting is we've always been taught you don't work with a buyer who's not pre-approved, right? They need proof of funds. They need the pre-approval. And in talking to buyers, at least on my end, I'm sure you did as well. It was always stressed. We always made it important. But, you know, talking to a buyer that didn't see the importance of it before, when you said, would you want somebody coming through your home that was more of like a, to use the term, looky-loo, they weren't a serious buyer, knowing what they could bring in. So I think it emphasized the importance of the pre-approval in, you know, you really shouldn't be walking through people's homes unless you are a serious buyer, right?
Correct. Yeah, we definitely, there's without a doubt, there's been benefits. And we've learned as realtors to, you know, work with our clients more closely and, you know, clients, making them understand that, you know, we have to follow guidelines and we have to keep everybody safe. And that means if you're not in the market to actually buy and you're not pre-approved, then we're not going to be bringing you into people's houses and putting not only them at risk, but ourselves at risk as well.
Yeah. I thought that was probably one of the most interesting, the technology piece, like you said, like learning how to do the virtual showing, stepping up that game. Yeah. And, you know, you have Zoom, you have Google Hangouts, you have Facebook Messenger. There actually is a lot of different ways that you can do virtual showings, which I think made it easier for out of state people, you know, that are moving in, more people comfortable showing houses that way too. If you want to look at a positive.
Yeah, I worked with several buyers who bought homes sight unseen. You know, they didn't see the home until they did home inspection. Some people didn't even go to the home inspection. We did that virtually as well. So, you know, we made it work. And technology, you know, thank goodness we have the technology to do it. And, you know, there's a lot of, like you said, a lot of programs out there that, you know, they're available to everybody. So it definitely made it much easier. You just had to learn them and be able to implement them.
And we've always had the ability for electronic signings to, you know, that people didn't have to come into the office. I know I like that face to face. I want to make sure that I see their face to when I'm explaining a purchase offer or what a contingency is. I like that rapport. And we could do it via Zoom, you know, if need be, or like I said, Google Hangouts, Facebook Messenger. But we've always been able to send things electronically. I just think more people became comfortable with it in 2020.
Right. I mean, it definitely increased our work loads as far as more steps involved. I know for me, absolutely. But I think for most of us, you know, we had to incorporate all those different technologies and do things a little bit differently so that we can make sure that our clients understood not only, you know, if they were writing a purchase offer, but listing. And so there's definitely more work involved, even though we might not be doing some things face to face with people. There's, you know, we're still doing a lot more, I think, than what we were prior to COVID.
I agree. So taking what happened in the 2020 market, whether it was COVID, it was going to probably be a seller's market anyway. What are your thoughts as we go into the 2021 housing market?
So 2020 ended very, very strong. You know, high demand, low supply equals higher prices. And we're seeing the same thing heading into 2021. People are still moving. People are still, you know, the same reasons that people sell and buy are still here. That hasn't changed. But what we have seen, and I think as a result of COVID, is that people are realizing, employers are realizing that people can work remotely. And how that translates to the real estate industry is that people do not need to live in close proximity to their main office or their main headquarters. They can work remotely. So what that means is people are moving closer to relatives. So they're selling or buying. So I think that's increased our demand.
You know, the other piece of that, and that is all 100% accurate, is when you spend that much time in your home, a lot of people are looking around thinking, is it worth doing the upgrades that I want to do, or should I be looking for something different, right? Or there's not enough space for me to work from home, and that's what I want to do. Did you find that too?
Yeah, absolutely. People are buying larger homes to accommodate, you know, if you have two workers in the home and they're both working from home, they want two offices or a bigger office. If they have kids working remotely for school at home, they want a space for the kids. So that is definitely translating over to let's get a different house for sure.
Do you feel that we're going to have a lot of those multiple offers again? And maybe explain multiple offers for anybody that's not exactly sure what that means when they hear the term?
Yes. You know, there's multiple offers for a number of reasons. And that means, you know, people, there's a property on the market. There's, again, low supply, high demand. So a lot of buyers out there, not a lot of inventory. So that means that there are a lot of buyers that are looking at those houses and a lot of buyers that are putting offers in on them. So sellers are still seeing multiple offers on houses. They're still seeing, you know, over list price offers, or at list price. And, they're still selling rather quickly.
Do you think it's going to be another year where people are trying to remove those contingencies to be more attractive of an offer? Because what I find, and I'm sure you do too, is sometimes you start off and say, I want every contingency. I'm not going over asking price, right? Because they're trying to buy the house the way they bought it 10 years ago or the way their parents taught them how to buy a house. Do you think it's going to be a lot of that learning process of how this market is again?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if you're competing against, you know, 5 other people or 20 other people, you're going to, you know, do everything you can to make your offer the most attractive. And that, you know, that translates into higher pricing, better condition, better terms, better, you know, less contingencies, all that stuff.
So that kicks me into my last question, unless some people ask us questions as we're going through here. But what advice do you have for the buyers and the sellers who are entering the market, Trace? Because, you know, it's a fast time to get into it. And the education process, you know, when it's a buyer's market or a stable or a steady market, stable market, you have a little bit more time to process, right? But if this is going to be a fast market again, so what advice do you have for them as they prep to enter this market?
Well, my answer is always get with a realtor, sit with a realtor, have them explain the process, have them review the, you know, the current market conditions with them. They will coach you. They will get you through this. It's not an easy process on your own because it is very fast moving. And just like what we were saying earlier, you have to know, you know, pricing. You have to know if something is underpriced for this particular market or if it's overpriced already. And that information comes from somebody who's experienced. That comes from a realtor. So that person, you know, a realtor is going to be able to coach you through that process and, you know, and help you prepare, because if you go in not knowing, you know, what's needed and what you're going to need to have already done to be able to put in an offer, even like you mentioned earlier, you know, you have to have a pre-approval to see to go in and see homes. You just cannot go in this type of market in these types of conditions without being pre-approved. So, you know, a realtor is going to coach you through that stuff. And that's, you know, that's your first starting point, no matter what. Or selling.
And to get the sellers to understand that the how important the pre-approval is and what a pre-approval when you submit, if it is multiple offers, you know, if people are often thinking in the seller's market for sell by owner, I can sell my home fast. But if you receive 5 offers and you take the offer just because it has the most cash coming with it, that's not always necessarily the best offer. Those terms could end up lowering the amount that you walk away with at the closing table. Right.
Right. Terms, you know, terms are very important. You know, if you're working with an experienced realtor and they can, you know, coach you through that process, you don't always know what you're looking at as far as different lenders, different contingencies that might be written in there, certain questions to ask, you know, that could get you in a tough situation. Realtors, you know, we work with it every day. We see some of the ways that people are getting around the system out there, and you know, we can spot that.
Yep. So just give us a rundown, Trace. I mean, it's only what, January 19th, I think, today when we're talking. Yeah. So we're 19 days in the 2021 market, and what does it already look like for you?
For me, it's very crazy. Lots of listings, lots of new buyers, lots of first-time home buyers. It's very exciting. I feel like, you know, we are, you know, we're coming to the other side of this whole thing. And I think people feel confident. I think they feel confident in their careers and where they want to be. And I think people in general are feeling more optimistic. And, you know, so real estate is, you know, most often the biggest purchase in someone's life. So, you know, I don't see that the, you know, what we've been through, I don't think that's hampered people from making that decision, like you said, to make that life change, to, you know, to move and to make the choice to purchase real estate or to, you know, change their current living conditions. So, I mean, I think it's going to be a really, really steady, great market. I'm really looking forward to it because I think we're going to see a lot of great things this year. So,
I definitely agree with you. And it's not because I think you're the best broker owner in Baldwinsville, New York. By the way, she's my broker owner in Baldwinsville, New York. So I might be playing favoritism. But I appreciate Trace. I've said for years that the knowledge and stuff that you carry on, the education that you give your clients. And that's why I thought it was great to start off 2021 with you giving some information out there, especially to our community and anybody else that happens to catch this video. So thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Sure. I will talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That's it for this week's episode of Real Estate I Love It. Be sure to subscribe and leave a review on whatever stream platform you're using for your podcast. See you next time.